Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, February 15th. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 27 degrees. The humidity is 74%. The wind speed is north at 14 with gusts to 25 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.95. The dew point is 19 degrees, and the current wind chill is 16 degrees. We are under a winter storm warning that took effect starting at 6 a.m. this morning and will be in effect until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. We have been notified that Oberlin schools are not having classes today. Oberlin schools are closed today. And the FFA event that was taking place in Goodland for Norton Community High School has been canceled due to weather. Once again, Oberlin schools will not be having classes today. That's Oberlin schools. And the FFA event in Goodland for Norton Community Schools will not be taking place today due to the weather. All of your severe weather reports, closings, and delays are brought to you by The Bank, the Bank of Oberlin and Norton, the bank that cares, your community bank. It is 8:05 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Emporia Mayor Danny Guifer is stepping down. Julio Flores has more.
Guifer announced on February 14th that he would be stepping down from his mayoral position. Guifer will be announcing his intention at the City Commission meeting today. He cited health concerns as driving the decision. Guifer's decision is a result of his battle with cancer. Guifer will continue his duties as City Commissioner and as a board member of the Emporia Enterprise. Vice Mayor Susan Brinkman will be assuming the role of mayor until the commission's meeting today. For the Kansas Information Network, I'm Julio Flores.
A heads up for drivers this weekend. There will be a detour on Interstate 135 in Wichita. This Saturday, the Kansas Department of Transportation plans to close the southbound lanes of I-135 from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. at the North Junction construction site as crews work on a new bridge. Drivers on I-135 will be detoured onto southbound Interstate 235 and then to Broadway Avenue, and delays are expected. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
New federal guidelines have nearly doubled the number of Americans eligible for lung cancer screening. Insurance companies are required to cover these tests for those ages 50 to 80 who currently smoke or used to smoke. Along with new treatments, lung cancer screening saves lives. If you are 50 to 80 years old and smoke or used to smoke, talk to your doctor about lung cancer screening. For more information and to find a screening center near you, visit the National Lung Cancer Roundtable at nlcrt.com.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Reinforcing her commitment to children and families, on Tuesday, Governor Kelly announced a new set of Family First Prevention grants totaling near $20 million. The grants will create and grow programs designed to keep families together and prevent children from entering the foster care system. Current Family First Prevention programs have been a proven success, helping more than 3,000 Kansas children remain with their families and avoid entering foster care. In 2019, Kansas became one of the first states in the country to implement the Family First Prevention Services Act, bipartisan federal legislation that allows states to direct federal foster care funds into prevention programs focused on keeping families together. The Kansas Department for Children and Families has put the funds towards mental health treatment, parent skill building, substance use prevention, and assistance for family members who serve as primary caregivers for grandchildren, nieces, and nephews. The new grants will expand the number of providers from 11 to 14, expand statewide an intensive mental health program called multisystemic therapy, fund new substance use disorder services, fund new patient skill building partners, and include new primary prevention programs, including a partnership with the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Department. As Kansas has entered its third year of historic drought, the Agriculture Secretary says his outlook for crops are bleak. Kansas Secretary of Agriculture Mike Beam said growers were successful in 2021, but not last year. And as you look at 2023, it's obviously going to be much more difficult because input prices are higher. If we don't have considerable amount of moisture, it's going to be difficult to raise a good crop. He also said the drought has taken a severe toll on the livestock industry because so much is driven on forage, and forage needs rain as well. Beam said policy could help shape water rights for producers to help preserve the High Plains Aquifer, more commonly known as the Ogallala Aquifer. The Division of Water Resources are in the Department of Agriculture, and they're the ones who regulate and provide the water rights and make sure that water rights don't impair others. So they're trying to really provide accurate, real-time information to the policymakers. Lawmakers at the Kansas State House are currently considering several bills that are related to water quality, quantity, and preservation. Kansas Tourism has announced there's a total of $400,000 available for the Attraction Development Grant Program, which is now open for applications. The Kansas Department for Commerce said the Attraction Development Grant will provide strategic economic assistance to public or private entities or not-for-profit groups that are developing new or enhancing tourism attractions in the state. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said the projects that they're looking for with these grants are those that will bring new visitors to Kansas, because each person that visits our state also supports our economy by eating at our restaurants, staying at our hotels, and shopping at our stores. He said these attraction development grants will help entice more people to choose Kansas for their next adventure. The Kansas Department of Commerce says the goals of attraction development grants include to spur economic growth, develop destination-based assets, increase visitation to Kansas, enhance visitor experience, and improve the quality of life in communities across the state. Kansas Tourism Director Bridget Jobe said the attraction development grants are just one of the many tools they have to assist travel industry partners across the state. And with world-renowned destinations, history-rich communities, and spectacular natural wonders, every corner of Kansas is a vital part of the state's tourism economy. These grants support Kansas attractions and increase visitation to and throughout Kansas. According to the Kansas Department of Commerce, grant dollars may fund up to 40% of a project, with the community or business funding the remaining 60%. Funding for Kansas tourism grants, including the Tourism Marketing Grant, is provided by the Economic Development Initiatives Fund that is derived from state lottery proceeds. For more information and to apply for the Attraction Development Grant, you can visit travelks.com/travel-industry. And the deadline for applications is Friday, March 31st. In Nebraska news, the Nebraska State Patrol arrested a man who was on the run from law enforcement on Tuesday. David Wingler, 40, had been on parole after he was arrested and sentenced for second-degree assault, possession of a controlled substance, use of a firearm to commit a felony, and assault by a confined person. Last March, Wingler absconded from parole, according to the patrol. Earlier this week, troopers received information that Wingler was living at a home in Orleans, a village of about 350 people southwest of Holdridge. The patrol SWAT team then served a search warrant at the home and took Wingler into custody, and he was lodged in the Phelps County Jail, according to the patrol. Nebraska corrections officers are getting a pay raise as the state reached an agreement on Tuesday on a new labor contract with the Fraternal Order of Police, which represents corrections officers. Safety and security specialists at the Department of Health and Human Services are also represented by the Fraternal Order of Police. Governor Jim Pillen said in a news release that people at Nebraska's correctional facilities are great public servants who work tirelessly to help ensure public safety. And this agreement shows that Nebraska is dedicated to supporting protective services to these men and women as they work every day to keep our state safe. The labor contract includes a 3% compensation increase for corrections employees for the next 2 years. Diane Sabatka-Rhine, the director of the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services, stated that the bargaining agreements over the last several years have been instrumental in recruiting and retaining Nebraska Department of Correctional Services team members, and these efforts result in safer prisons and safer Nebraska communities. A Lincoln vape store was robbed on Saturday after thieves used a gardening tool to break in. According around 3:45 a.m., officers were sent to the highest cloud near 48th and Adams Street after a burglary alarm was set off. And when officers arrived, they found that the store's glass door had been shattered. Security video showed two unknown individuals breaking the front door with what police think is a gardening implement. The thieves then entered the store and stole about $500 worth of merchandise from the shelves, and police estimate that the door had about $550 in damage. An investigation is ongoing, and anyone with information is asked to call Lincoln Police or Crime Stoppers at 402-475-3600. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
In its first 6 months of operation, 988 call centers in Kansas have seen a spike in calls for help, as well as consistently low rates of abandoned calls or hang-ups. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly said that since the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline was launched in July, it has seen a nearly 27% increase in call volume compared to the previous 6 months. Based on national projections, Governor Kelly indicated that Kansas is expected to reach 120,000 calls in the first full year of operation. In June of 2022, Kelly signed Senate Bill 19, which was bipartisan legislation to create the state's three-digit dialing code for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. And the hotline has been backed by federal funds with the idea that just like 911, 988 would be easier to remember in a crisis. The governor said calls, text, or chats to 988 that involve thoughts of suicide, mental health, or substance use crisis, as well as other kinds of emotional distress, are available all day, every day. She said callers can also get the immediate support of mobile crisis teams in case of extreme risk, referrals to local mental health services, and resources for follow-up care. In Kansas, Kelly said 988 centers are independently operated and they get additional state funds and oversight from the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and the 988 Coordinating Council she appointed last fall. Kelly also said the Kansas Suicide Prevention HQ reports that funds have allowed it to hire for both chat, text, and calls to increase the capability to receive calls from Kansans and plan for expanded access in digital chats. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a check-writing scam reported across central Kansas. The Barton County Sheriff's Office reported that they're seeking the public's assistance in locating an individual who's passing fraudulent checks in central Kansas, and this person has been going to farm stores, implement dealers, and parts houses posing as a farmer or rancher. This man has identification that's forged, and he'll purchase items for large amounts of money and write a check with proper identification. However, the check is also forged. He's been to at least one retailer in Barton County, and many businesses in other counties have fallen victim to his ploy. Multiple law enforcement agencies, as well as the KBI, are investigating the situation. If you have any information about this person or any other crime, please call Crime Stoppers at 888-305-1300. February is American Heart Month, and there's no better time to consider your cardiovascular health. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, about 659,000 people in the United States die from heart disease each year, or one in every four deaths, and it's the leading cause of death for men, women, and most racial and ethnic groups. Coronary artery disease is the most common type of heart disease, responsible for more than 300,000 deaths yearly. In the United States, more than 800,000 people have heart attacks each year, and about one in five of those heart attacks is silent when the damage is done, but the person is not aware of it. Common signs of a heart attack include pain or discomfort in the chest, lightheadedness, nausea or vomiting, jaw, neck, or back pain, discomfort or pain in the arm or shoulder, and shortness of breath. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, some risk factors for heart disease include high blood pressure, high blood cholesterol, obesity, an unhealthy diet, physical inactivity, excessive alcohol use, and smoking or tobacco use of any kind. For more information about heart disease and how you can improve your cardiovascular health, you can visit cdc.gov/heartdisease. The website candrive.org gives updates and shows videos of real-time road conditions, closures, and accidents. And Kansas Department of Transportation officials said it can also be personalized so that you can see the road conditions that matter most to you when driving gets dangerous. You can create an account, save which streets you drive on, get email alerts, and share conditions on social media. And there's also a mode for truck drivers that shows information for them about way stations and bridge heights. Officials said many people rely on the website to make sure their drive is safe, adding that the CanDrive website is easy to use and includes features that will help drivers as they travel Kansas highways. And having access to the latest road condition information is important for travelers as it helps people get where they want to go and keeps the Kansas economy moving. For more information on road conditions, you can visit candrive.org. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have potato boats, baked beans, fruit cocktail, whole wheat roll, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be stuffed crust cheese pizza, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be pulled pork sandwich, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. We do want to remind you that we were notified that the FFA event that was taking place in Goodland today has been canceled due to the weather. At 2:23 p.m., there will be a SAD meeting for the school, Norton Community Schools, and at 5 p.m., the Norton Junior High School, Norton Community High School, and Eisenhower Elementary School combined site council. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: snow, mainly after 11 a.m., and the snow could be heavy at times with areas of blowing snow after 2 p.m. The steady temperature will be around 25, and it's going to be blustery with a north wind around 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation today is 100%, with total daytime snow accumulation of 3 to 5 inches possible. For tonight, snow before 4 a.m., then a chance of flurries between 4 a.m. and 5 a.m., and the snow could be heavy at times with areas of blowing snow before 3 a.m. The low should be around 14 and blustery with a north wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation tonight is 90% with new snow accumulation of 3 to 7 inches possible. On Thursday, it should be cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a high near 32, and on Thursday night, clear with a low around 9. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 41. On Saturday, sunny with the high near 43. On Sunday, sunny with the high near 50. On Monday, it should be mostly sunny with the high near 53. And on Tuesday, there's a 30% chance of snow. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with the high near 42. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 27 degrees. The humidity is 74%. The wind speed is north at 14 with gusts to 25 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.95. The dew point is 19 degrees, and the current wind chill is 16 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. We do want to remind everybody we are under a winter storm warning that started at 6 a.m. this morning and will last through 6 a.m. on tomorrow, Thursday morning. Also, the event that was scheduled for Norton Community Schools for the FFA in Goodland has been canceled. Once again, we are under winter storm warning that is going on right now until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, and the event for the FFA in Goodland has been canceled for Norton Community Schools. Your severe weather reports, closings, and delays are brought to you by The Bank, the Bank of Oberlin and Norton, the bank that cares, your community bank. It is 8:24.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is hosting their 74th annual meeting Monday, March 6, 2023 at 6 p.m. in the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church Parish Hall. Please join us for a delicious meal and, of course, giveaways. Make your reservations by calling or stopping by at either branch office by February 27th. Reservations are $1. UNWFCU is federally insured by NCUA.
KI in Sports, I am Fulton Castor. A lot has been made of the Chiefs' defensive performance in Super Bowl 57, giving up 35 points to the Eagles, and Jalen Hurts had some success rushing the football, but did most of his damage through the air. Matt Dierick of ChiefsDigest.com joined WIBW Radio in Topeka. He discussed that effort by Jalen Hurts and how he actually had to do more of the air than on the ground. He discussed how the Chiefs' defense did just enough to get the job done.
The Chiefs played really disciplined on the edges. Where Hurts beat them was when things started to break down, or it was on some of the zone reads where he kept the ball, and like I said, Chiefs kind of played a little aggressive on those. You didn't see him getting outside the pocket left to right and making a lot of plays. And that's one of the things the Chiefs against, and Steve Spagnuolo against mobile quarterbacks, he wants to hem them in the pocket. And Hurts definitely beat them stepping up sometimes, but he really didn't beat them that much as far as getting to the outsides because the edges were set pretty well. They hemmed him in the way they wanted to, at least from being able to escape the pocket and make some plays on the edges. And that's how you win games like that.
KI in Sports, I'm Fulton Castro.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. The truth is, the benefits of opioids are limited. Opioids only mask the pain. Opioids also come with serious side effects, ranging from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. As many as 25% of people who are prescribed opioids struggle with addiction. And those who are addicted to opioids are 40 times more likely to move on to heroin. No one wants to live in pain, but no one should put their health at risk to be pain-free. There is another choice, physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise, no warning labels required, and you get to be an active participant in your care. Choose to treat your pain safely. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com to find a physical therapist near you. This public service announcement is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy.
One in every two U.S. adults has hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. Yet most people who have hypertension don't have it under control. Having hypertension puts you at a risk for heart disease and stroke, which are the leading causes of death in the U.S. February is American Heart Month, which brings awareness to the need to focus on your cardiovascular health. Talk with your healthcare provider and seek routine medical care to monitor your heart health and overall health. This message is brought to you by Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic, where our team is with you at any stage of life.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting a flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/flu.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Red Supply in Marysville, Kansas. We begin with your weather forecast.
Good morning. Our next weather maker is an upper-level low-pressure system now in the southwestern part of the country that will take aim on the plains, and that's going to bring us a winter storm across a large part of the state, especially areas that could desperately need some of this precipitation. We're looking at anywhere from 6 to 9 inches from northwest Kansas along the northern tier of counties, and then a little bit further south around Ness City, Scott City, Ellsworth, Salina, Concordia, and Manhattan, anywhere from 4 to 8 inches, and a winter weather advisory in effect further southeast, almost along the Kansas